So let's review. Continuing with the discussion of the previous daf about using a candle for bedikas chametz, the Gemara cites a braisa which states, "Ein boikin loy la'ar chama v'loy la'ar halvana v'loy la'ar havuka el la'ar haner nesha ar haner yafal bedika." One may not perform bedikas chametz by the light of the sun, moon, or a torch. Regarding ar hachama, the Gemara explains that sunlight may be used when searching an achsadra, a gazebo, or a lebahad de aruba, the area directly below a skylight, but not lit staden, the sides of a room that are not directly below the skylight. Regarding ur havuka, even though a torch illuminates much more than a candle, and avuka la havdala mitzah min hamuvchar, it is preferred for havdala, the Gemara suggests four reasons why we must use a ner rather than avuka. First, zeh yochel achnisa l'charin l'tzdaken, v'zeh in yochel achnisa l'charin l'tzdaken. One can get into small tight areas with a candle, but not with a torch. Second, ze'er lefanav v'ze'er la'achrav. A candle casts its light more toward the front of it, while a torch casts its light more behind it. Third, high boyis v'hailoi boyis. A person will likely be tentative when using a torch out of fear of starting a fire, while there is no such a concern with a candle. Finally, high mashach nahar v'high miktaf ektufe. The flame of a candle is steady, while the flame of a torch jumps and is not steady. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, all places where people generally do not bring in chametz require no bedika. The Gemara gives several examples of such places and resolves several contradictory statements about four specific types of places. Chayre bayis, holes in wall where people store things. At an average height, they require bedika. If very high or very low, they do not require bedika because they're difficult to use. Mita, under a bed. A higher space requires bedika. A lower space does not require bedika because it's difficult to use. Eitrus yayin, wine sellers. Bemistapik. If they come there to replenish their wine bottles during the meal, it requires bedika. Ein mistapik does not require bedika. The Gemara points out that in eitrus shemen, there is no mistapik. And all eitrus shemen do not require bedika because shemen yesh kevala achila. Yayin ein kevala shtia. There is a set amount of oil that people will eat, which is known before the meal. There is no set amount of wine that people would drink at a meal. Beit dogim, storage of fish. Storage areas of small fish require bedika because people usually replenish during the meal. Storage areas of large fish do not require bedika because it is known before the meal how many will be needed. The Gemara also adds the following items which usually need replenishment during the meal. Salt, wax candles, wood, and dates. Tana. One is not required to stick his hands in small cracks to search for chametz because of the danger involved. There are two opinions as to what the danger is. First, sakanas akriv, the danger of scorpions when searching under ruins where dogs would be able to reach. Even though shluchim mitzah ein nizakin, people going to do a mitzah will not be harmed, we are concerned that the person will continue to search for a lost personal item after having completed the mitzah of bedikas chametz. The Gemara points out that if he would also search for a personal item during bedikas chametz, he would still have the protection of shluchim mitzvah in nizaykin because he is engaged in the performance of a mitzvah, as in ha'imr selazul tzedaka b'shul shiyich b'ni oisheaya ben oylam haba harezet tzadigamer, and as Rashi explains, harezet tzadigamer b'davar zeh, he has fulfilled the mitzvah properly. B'lo yamrinan shalalish ma'isa, he is not considered to have done the mitzvah for ulterior motives. His intent is to fulfill the commandment of Hashem. In addition, he hopes for some personal benefit. And as Tesis adds, provided he will not regret the mitzvah if his hopes do not materialize. The Gemara continues that the earlier Braisa may be speaking of another danger, Sakonas Nachar, the danger of arousing a non-Jewish neighbor's suspicion that he's involved in some sort of witchcraft when searching with candles at night. This is actually a machlekes in another braisa. The Tanakhama says, "Chayr shaben Yehudi la'armoi baidik ad makim shiyod magas v'asham avat b'libay." Regarding a hole in the wall between the homes of a Jew and a Gentile, he need only search as deep as his reach and nullify any chametz that may have rolled deeper. Plema yamer kol atzme in the baidik nasakana. He need not search at all because of the danger involved. Even though shluchim mitzvah ein nezaikin, people doing a mitzvah will not be harmed. Where the danger is likely, this rule does not apply. Even so, it is mutter for bnei yeshiva to travel to, and even from yeshiva, when it is dark outside. We learn that shluchim mitzvah are even protected when returning from a mitzvah. from the guarantee in the Torah that when the landowner goes to Be'oila L'regel, he will find his land and animals will be safe and sound when he returns home. Parenthetically, the Gemara explains that the delicious Peiris Genusa and the refreshing and enjoyable Chamei Tver are not found in Yerushalayim, because Hashem does not want people who are Oiler L'regel to say that it is worth traveling to Yerushalayim just for these enjoyments. Nimtis Aliyah Shalei Lishma. The mitzvah Aliyah L'regel would turn out to be for ulterior motives and not for the sake of the mitzvah. Ubama Emer Beis Shuris B'Maratif. The Mishnah recorded Machleks between Beisham and Beis Hill about how much of a Maratif, a wine cellar, needs to be checked for Chametz, and how much is considered a Makam She'imach Nisa B'Chametz, a place that Chametz is never brought. There is a further Machleks Amaroim, how to understand each opinion. Beisham Emer Shtei Shuris Alpnei Kol Maratif. Two rows on the entire surface of the cellar. Rabbi Yehuda understands this to mean two rows from ground to ceiling, one behind the other. Rabbi Yehuda understands this to mean Shura achas kmin gam. All barrels facing the door and all barrels facing the ceiling, forming the shape of the Greek letter gam. Only the two outermost and uppermost rows need to be checked. Rav understands that this means elyona b'shalamata hemena, the two uppermost rows that are on the outer surface facing the door. Shmuel understands that this means elyona b'shalifnim hemena, the two outermost rows that are on the upper surface facing the ceiling.